But first, to Texas. Today, President Trump is expected to visit the site of the deadly floods that barreled through the Hill Country last week. But so far, the leader of FEMA, David Richardson, has been laying low. He's made no public appearances or statements since the disaster. The federal response has largely been led by Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. And FEMA generally is facing increased scrutiny over the role it played in the Hill Country's preparedness for a disaster of this size. Nearly a decade ago, officials in Kerr County, which was hit hardest by last week's floods, started asking FEMA for money to fund a more robust flood warning system, including upgraded water level sensors. It would have cost just under $1 million, but the office that manages Texas's FEMA grants turned Kerr County down twice. Across the state, there was just more demand for federal funds than money available. And Kerr determined state-level money wouldn't make a dent in what they needed, so the project was abandoned. What happened in Kerr County isn't unique. Long before this disaster struck Texas, communities nationwide have struggled to get federal funds to prepare for natural disasters. In fact, in his first term, Trump supported a bill that sought to fill that gap, launching a FEMA program in 2018 called Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, or BRIC for short. Expanded under Biden, BRIC eventually set aside about $4.5 billion for local hazard mitigation projects. And Zach Coleman, a climate and energy reporter for Politico, told us that money made a real difference.
There were processes that were working for some people. There were people who were getting disaster relief spending and emergency payments, and a lot of that got gummed up as the administration started to pull resources back.
Trump shut down the BRIC program earlier this year in April as part of his administration's broader efforts to slash federal spending. He's also threatened to shut FEMA down entirely and shift its responsibilities to the states.
There are only so many states that could really take this on themselves. And it's maybe the ones that are more used to dealing with disasters, but counterintuitively, it also might make those the least likely to be able to handle this because they're the ones who absorb billions of dollars in damage. And then if you think about smaller states that might get hit with the disaster that they're not expecting, what do those states then do? How have they budgeted to even begin this kind of cleanup process and emergency management process? How can these states make up the difference? And I think the really short answer is they can't.
When federal funding for local disaster mitigation was slashed, a city in Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay lost $36 million in funding for flood protections. In Oklahoma, officials in Stillwater lost nearly $20 million to improve drainage systems. And in Scranton, Pennsylvania, officials lost millions of dollars that were supposed to help demolish homes that were irreparably damaged by flash floods. Instead, most of the BRIC funding to help prevent disasters has now been allocated for FEMA to use for what comes after, the recovery. And experts in preparedness say the cuts to hazard mitigation will put local communities in a precarious position, especially as climate change intensifies many of these natural disasters.
This is not a good mix. This is not the trend you want to be heading down, where you have fewer federal resources, more disasters, and more people in the line of fire of those disasters.
If Trump does get rid of FEMA, Coleman says the effects of that decision will ripple across federal and local government alike.
There's any number of things that we're going to have to start to manage for in a broad, holistic way that FEMA has had a huge hand on in its decades of existence. And I wonder about the nation's ability to handle these broad systemic risks.